Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So, I don't know about you, but it's like how many months into this, and I'm already tired of cooking.
I'm so over it. Yes.
Me too.
Planning and, oh yeah, okay. I mean, it is funny, like just the, my husband says that too, because he says he's tired of doing the dishes because we have this rule, whoever cooks, the other one has to clean up, right?
Same, we've been doing that for 30 years.
But it's typically me doing the cooking, which means I also have to think of what to cook, get what I'm going to cook, and plan like a week of meals. And I don't know, like, didn't I do this all my children's lives? But for some reason, it just seems like I'm like a gerbil, you know, a hamster on a wheel going around and around. Yeah. And I'm like, can we do that? You know, and by the way, there's the challenge of two vegans. Like, can we do that roasted cauliflower again? What about that cauliflower steak? What else can we do with cauliflower?
You know, my son's vegan, and I have a rule. When he comes home to visit, he cooks his, well, my wife will do it because she loves him, but they go to shop together and get their stuff together, and he usually is in the kitchen with them. I think anybody who goes vegan, they got to cook for themselves.
Well, I'm willing to do it, and what I do is I buy myself a little piece of meat, you know. It's but what's funny is now my 50% of the house now is not vegan. So my son's like, well, I don't care, and this is the answer that I hate. What do you want for dinner? I don't care, whatever you want. I'm like, well, what? Like, that's, I can't, that's just way too much pressure to figure out what they all want for dinner. So, you know, I mean, I think growing up, I had like a repertoire, like Monday was chicken. Like, I did that and I had a way of doing it. But now they want to get all creative. They want, like, you know, they want Bon Appetit recipes, and everything has to be, oh, Instagram worthy for my daughter's, you know, taking the vegan high road Instagram account. And I'm done. I'm done cooking.
I'm so over it too.
I'm so done with that. Nothing worse than a vegan on Instagram. I'm sorry. That's the thing. Well,
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.